Previously on Algoa FM.
The Stars Mission Station in Gqeberha moves into the spotlight this afternoon on Algoa Cares. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Nadia Jacobs. Nadia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Casey. It's always good to be here, and it's really a privilege to always share about the Stars.
Loving it. All right. Nadia, give us a broader perspective about your NPO and the work you do.
Okay, so Vistaris has been in existence now for 27 years.
Wow.
It's the Lord's place, and we are very grateful that it's still standing today.
Amen.
It really is one big miracle. I always invite everyone to just come visit us to see what happens there. We currently have 330 adults and 60 children residing with us. So it's a live-in program that we offer to people who come from either homelessness or addiction or trauma. We have children who come with a parent, or we have families together. We have single dads, single moms. So we have quite a variety of people that live with us at Vistaris, and we offer them a program where they actually can be recovered from and healed from addiction and free from their homelessness, the way that they've been living. We offer them a new way of living, but we all do it through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we do everything according to the word of God, and they actually attend classes and counseling throughout the day, and then everybody on the premises work full time.
You mentioned programs. What type of programs are you referring to?
The program is called our Life Recovery Program,
okay.
And that's literally the live-in program that I've just spoken about. So they attend classes, they work full time on the premises. So there's a variety of work areas. Some areas are income generating and some not. So we have a laundry, we have a creche, we cook 750 meals a day in the kitchen.
Wow.
We have a cleaning team, we have a maintenance team, and then the income generating side would be our Hatful Pottle Mix, our dog kennels that we make, and then our plastic recycling, which is the biggest. And then also we make Vibrocrete products. So we do Vibrocrete walling. We actually go and put it and install it at people's homes, at businesses. We do wall extensions, and we also make like drain gullies and stepping stones. So yeah, we're busy.
So you're upskilling your
yes,
your tenants, let me put it that way,
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely. The hope is that they would move on in life and move out, you
yes,
know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And how are you funded? How do you keep this operation going?
So that is what makes us quite unique, is that the people who come in on our life recovery program don't pay to come in there. So our running costs are major, and we have to be sustainable ourselves. And we've been moving towards that for many years. So our plastic recycling plant, it's a plastic extrusion plant, is a factory that we have down in Commercial Road. Vistaris is situated in Sydenham, but it's down Commercial Road, not too far from Vistaris, where we granulate and extrude hard plastics in order to fund the mission. That together with the pottle mix, the dog kennels, the Vibrocrete, that's the stuff that we do in order to get an income.
You are open for donations.
Absolutely. And we really are grateful to the public for supporting us.
We'll touch on that in a short while from now. What are your needs at this stage?
Okay, so for now, we really have we have lots of growing kids.
Okay.
So all baby and kids clothing. Our creche has 30 little ones in. A few babies, and the rest are toddlers. So we really need shoes and clothing for little ones and primary school kids and high school kids. It's a big need. And then we have over 100 men on our life recovery program.
Wow.
So the men really need clothing, and they come there with nothing. People who come in on the program literally have nothing. So we have to provide them with clothing. Also, single bed bedding is high up on our list. And then also dry products for our kitchen is always a big need. We have an event coming up.
Yeah, I was going to get into that.
Yeah.
What's happening? What type of event?
So we would love the support there as well. It's 100 rand a ticket, a music bingo this coming Saturday at Old Grey's. And it would just be an afternoon of fun from 2 o'clock, just to come and support us and help raise funds for our children. There are many, many costs that we need to cover with regards to the children. So we put them in schools in our area. They need everything, school clothes, stationery and so forth.
So you've mentioned about over 300 people, gentlemen staying with you and so forth. You know, How many staff members do you have assisting you? You know, this is, are they all volunteers?
No.
Yeah.
We have 2 volunteers and then all the rest are like permanent staff. Okay. We are 10 people on the management team.
Yes.
And then there are 24 leaders. People, the leaders are people who have been, come through our program.
Amazing.
And they've decided to stay on and they actually wanted to help the rest who have come through newly into the program to support them. So all the leaders are involved in the different projects and in also in the living areas. So we have a very structured space. So it's a lot of discipline. It's like sure. hostel. You know, it's yes. basically like hostel. Yeah.
And I mean, you at the end of the day, keeping so many people off the streets as well. And I have to commend you on the incredible work you do over there.
Thank you. It's all God's hands, and we're really grateful.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the bingo evening happening on the 2nd of August at yes. Old Grey.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Per person, what is the cover charge?
Hundred rand. You can pay at the door. You can come pay at the door.
Yeah. What kind of prizes are we looking at, if I'm asked?
We are, there are everything. A variety of prizes. We're going to have just play games. It's going to be a very chilled event. Yeah. But I like, if corporates want to get involved, like I want people to be involved more continuously because that's when you can be sustainable and that's when you can actually really make a difference if you support a nonprofit over a matter of a few years at least. You know, that really, really helps, you know, not just like a once-off thing. So I really encourage people out there that want to get involved, like, Let it be like a long-term thing. Let us walk a journey with you so that you can see what we do. But yeah, please come visit us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Vistaris Mission Station, Nadia Jacobs, how do we get hold of you?
You can get hold of me on our landline. It's 041-484-1106. And you can send me an email on nadia@vistaris.co.za.
And we have all your details and your needs on the Algoa Cares page, algoafm.co.za. Nadia Jacobs, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Casey. Thanks.
It's our pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.